Heather Mazier seems unconcerned that her two rivals for the nomination, Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and Attorney General Doug Gansler, both are bigger names with bigger war chests. Over coffee at Red Emma's on North Avenue, she says her secret weapon is an army of volunteers who are fired up by her candidacy. She calls it the fierce factor.
People really laying themselves on the line, their time, their talent, their treasure to make sure this happens, outmatches every other campaign by exponential factor.
Mazier says it's her message that's attracting people, like calling for tax cuts for 90% of Marylanders and paying for it by establishing a millionaire's tax and legalizing and taxing marijuana and using the money raised to help pay for early childhood education. Mazier is best known in Montgomery County, where she's represented a district that centers on Tacoma Park since 2007. But she says she has pockets of support throughout the state because she's been working on regional issues for years. And it doesn't hurt that she's a woman, the only one in the race. And she says women account for 62% of the primary vote.
There are a lot of ways that both the math, the politics, the issues come to bear that shows that we have a real strong pathway to victory.
She points, for example, to the 2006 race for the Maryland State Comptroller. Incumbent William Donald Schaefer went after Anne Arundel County Executive Janet Owens with a string of insults, and she responded.
And who won that one? Peter Franchot. The third alternative when you're issue-based and you've got a positive approach will rise above the name-calling and negative campaigning.
She cannot win, period. Okay, there's just no way.
Donald Norris is the chairman of the Public Policy Department at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. He says Mazier, unlike Gansler and Brown, is an unknown in most of the state, and she doesn't have the money to overcome that.
It is impossible in that situation going up against two well-known, well-funded candidates for her to win, unless both candidates are in a head-on collision with each other and they both die.
I certainly hope it doesn't take the deaths of two of our statewide electeds. We don't wish that on anyone.
Joanna Bellinger is Mazier's campaign manager. In the last campaign finance report released last month, Mazier had $750,000 on hand compared to Brown's $7 million and Gansler's $6.3 million. Mazier has decided to take public matching funds, so she has a spending cap of about $2.5 million for the primary. Bellinger says that's enough to get the job done.
We don't need to have as much money as those other guys are going to spend. We just need to have enough to talk to our voters, and we're confident we're going to have that, and that's how we're going to win.
For now, the Mazier campaign is concentrating on the nitty-gritty details, running phone banks, finding and training volunteers statewide, and raising money. Katie Hill with Gansler's campaign says the more voices in the race, the better, but ultimately the voters will determine Mazier's viability. The Brown campaign did not return calls and emails asking for comment. I'm John Lee reporting in Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.